to see through perfect book of knowledge. God hears these eyes. God properly saying that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the knowledge He has given us is perfect. And if we follow this perfect knowledge, then everything will be perfect. There you are.
Swami, I have a question. You said that according to scriptures that in this world all governments are evil. He said, quoting the scriptures, that in this world, all men being like sutras, all governments are evil. Are some governments worse than others? Communism?
No, Allah, in communism. What is that? It's very the same.
And what about
voting? Voting. So some fools are voting. So what is the help? The process is voting. But who is voting? All rascals and fools. That's all.
But some parties like the Jansan?
No.
They say they are more religious?
They may say, everyone is saying, my party is very perfect. But we don't say. Everyone can say, everyone is saying that I am perfect. But we have got a case. Because here, at the present day, the politicians are selected by vote. The public is full and hostile. So one day you select. Therefore, either communism or the capitalism or theism does simply require the name of Stalin. Vedic concept is a king. The executive has to be representative of God. He must be so perfect. That a key should be, therefore a king is offered the same respect as to God. Therefore, in Sanskrit language it is called Naradeva. God in the human form. Right. He should be so perfect. And everything is described in our intelligence. God was. How perfect king is working. Just like in India, they say Ram Ram. Because Lord Ramchandra was the perfect king. So in English language also you say kingdom of God. But we want kingdom of God without God. So, God is perfect, and anyone who follows perfect God, he also is perfect. So therefore, if there is God consciousness, people in general, then they can select a person nice. Then there will be good government.
All men are
white
students in this world.
Yeah, because there is no education,
training. Then how can there be
performance? He's not Sudra. He's master. Sami means master. And Sudra means servant. Sami, actually, Sami means he's master. And Sudra means servant. You should understand what is Sami is. And master means master of the senses. That's why we are teaching our students to become Sami. How? No, it is itself. No, it has to be itself. No meditating, no gathering. So they are being trained to become master, because everyone is servant of these principles. So Swami does not mean Shudra. A Shudra cannot become servant. Because Shudra is a servant. Servant means servant of the self. Now these boys are being trained to become master. They do smoke. They do not drink tea. They do not drink coffee. But at least they have become masters of these things. Gradually they will become master more and more. If you can control your tongue, then you control your belly, and then you control your genitals. It tastes like. If you cannot control your tongue, then you become master of yourself. Therefore, in this aspect, it is saying, Sevanam Sehi Jivhadu Svameva Surapthava. God realizes that it's possible when one engages his senses, especially the tongue. Now, it will be surprising when he hears that by controlling the tongue, he can realize. But that's the fact. Therefore you are teaching, controlling the tongue. Sivamukhihi jivado. The controlling business begins from the tongue. Therefore these things are prohibited. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And so one who is already conversant with his controlling, he is not a Shudra, he is son.
Here, the first time, our real reality is not spiritual. We are fragments of the Godhead, of the Christian God. Our goal then is to take the consciousness to the eternity, and to the God. Why would we ever want to depart? Or why would we depart and get involved in this Maya?
It is not very difficult. Just like one falls victim of some disease, and again by treatment he can recover from the disease. As these European American boys, they're becoming recovered by the disease. Illicit sex, meat-eating, gambling, intoxication. So they fell victim to this similar. We are born, little independent. We can fall down and we can raise up, become elevated. So it is to be understood that as by desiring to be elevated, we become free from all these unwanted things. Similarly, by desiring, we fell down. As by desiring, I can elevate. Similarly, it should be understood, by desiring, I fell down. So desire is there. So I can fall down, I can raise myself. That requires association. So your question is, how we fell down? Because we desire it. Now, when I desire, how I desire, then you have to trace out the whole history. But you are eternal. When it has begun, it is very difficult to find. But it is a fact, because we desire to lord it over the material nature, we have fallen. Here everyone is trying to lord it over. That is the tendency. This is material life. I am trying to lord it over, you are trying also to lord it over, there is competition, there is fight. There is no submission. Therefore, Krishna is instructed and says, you nonsense, first of all, submit. Saranamahan parisajyamahami kam saranamahan. There is a beginning. Because everyone is papta. He has no submission. So that is it. To become papta, we want immediate God. Now also you are denying God. We are thinking by inventing something. We are saying, what is the use of God? What the scientist says? He is a scientist. Is a very sound problem. What do you say?
What did you say? What did you say?
Yes, thank you. It is called demonic love.
Yes. Is it possible for a member of a sinner class to be cast into the
father? Oh, yes. Just like any ordinary man can be educated, he can become a doctor, a science, a doctor, a philosopher.
So it's a kind of a democratization.
Therefore it is said, guna, karma. Karma means by action. Just like you are educated nicely as a chemist. When you act as a chemist, then you are good. If you simply know chemistry and do not act, then you are not a chemist. So one should be trained up and at the same time will act, then we let. That is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita, your question. Pāpa-jona, born in sinful life. Pāpa-jona, low-born, they are called pāpa-jona. Priya-sutra-patha-vaiṣṭhā-sri-jī-jānti-parāṅgati. Even Oman, Sudra, Vaiṣṭhā, in effect, Guru, Krishna consciousness, he goes. So there is no bath, there is no hindrance, everyone can take it up. It is open to everyone. So everyone should be given the chance to become a perfect Brahman. That is Brahminical culture, that is Vedic culture. Because the human life is a chance to understand God. in the lower animal life, there is no such chance. A dog cannot be educated to understand God, but a man can. So if this human life is misused in the matter of animal propensity, then it is a great law. See, propensity for understanding God to get out, that is really. Ahar vidyav hai vai sulan sa saman na mei tattva sudhi narana. Eating, sleeping, sexual life and defense. This is common to the animals and the human beings. The special significance of human life that he can understand God. The animal can. So if a human being is not given chance to understand God, so there is no such chance in university education. There is no requirement of knowledge to understand God.
So, can you explain how we can become more systematic without burdens and shame and
up there? Well, bhotis, these are not. They are taking it. I never said that he said both. You can name in your court by that. What is it? But naturally, they are simplifying the methodology. They can lie down on the floor. They don't require any furniture. They don't require any costly dress. Any dress is satisfied. Any simple food will satisfy. The process is we should decrease our artificial material necessities of life and save time to understand God. That is value. By gorgeously dressing, it will not become a disaster. By knowledge, we become a big
man. In the International Society for Christian Consciousness, there is a governing board committee, and you have Swami directing this board and president of the company. Do you think this is a good organization for a country?
What bad is it? What is the bad in it? If it is not bad, then it's good.
So there should be a Swami rather than a president of the country.
Bad. I explain. Swami means the master of the senses. If one becomes president and remains the servant of the senses, what is the value? What is the value? He may become president to be fooled, but he is the servant of the senses. My request is that we are all leading personalities of the society. Kindly try to understand the value of our movement and cooperate. That is it. It is very good time to be cooperative. And very simple. And even a child can take part in it. Actually, any child can dance, you know, something. Many small things, 3 years, 4 years, 3 years, they are. They also offer reasons, they offer flowers. That is not going in vain. They are from the very beginning of their life, they are getting appreciation of good father, mother, devotee, and they are not hitting anything, it is private. So it is accessible even by itself. There is no need of having advanced education. Anyone can. Siyah, Kutra, Kathari. Anyone. Siyah, Kathuna, Nukulim, Nukuk, Kathari, Yusumba. They that can feel it. Siyah, Kathuna, Andhra, Kulim, Nukuk, Kathari, Yusumba. Shinkra, Brahmana, Punya. Then what to speak of? Brahmana, those background is fire. Kinkra Brahmana Punya Bhaktya Raja Sarasvata. Anyone can pick up. There is no duty. Talking with Krishna, as Arjuna was talking with Krishna, and Krishna was replying. Similarly, Uddhava was asking and Krishna was replying. Therefore, that portion of Srimad Bhagavatam is called Uddhava Gita. And this portion of Mahabharata is called Arjuna Gita. Gita means song. So, the song sung by the Supreme Lord. So, the Supreme Lord was teaching Uddhava how to execute devotional service. That is pure. Here, in the Arjuna Gita, Krishna is teaching so many things. Karma, Jnana, Yoga. And at last, bhakti also. But in the Uddhava Gita, there is simply instruction of devotion. There is no other affair, karma, jnana, yoga. Karma means creative activity. As we are ordinarily engaged, we work and make our medicine. That is called karma. Jnana means when one understands that what I am getting by this process, I am working and getting several days. What is the actual ultimate goal of my life? That is jnana. Karma jnana yoga is little half. They find out the absolute truth. And bhakti means to know the absolute truth, our relationship with him, and actually be in this study. That's all. Yes.
The 14-year-old
boy, Guru Maharaj. I do not mind. You can understand. I do not. So far I have heard that he says there is no need of books. Now you are all educationists. Without book, what is his knowledge? He does not have book. What does he say? Yes. He can do away with book. So you can understand his value. There is no use of argument. If somebody of you say that I have never attended a school college, I am not a scientist. So, give me a question. After the Buddha, knowledge has been received through books, but the books must be perfect. But you cannot say, without books I become perfect, that is not true. You can also do that, he is accessing. What is the meaning of avatar? Do you know?
Anna.
You can ask him, then he is a fool. That is right.
You consider yourself an interpreter of scriptures rather than a source of new revelation?
No, I am not interpreter, I am not being privileged. I am speaking as it is said.
Yes.
It's not there that he is God. Aham sarvat saprabhava matta sarvam pravartate siti matya vajante imana bhudha bhava samandita. I am the origin of her. That Vedanta Sutra says, that the Absolute Truth means the origin of everything. So, and Krishna is accepted as origin of everything by great stalwart Brahma and the Brahma Sangita. He says, Ishara Parama Krishna Satyananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakaranata. So we have to follow his authoritative steps.
So much as there has been a Krishna consciousness movement without Lord Chaitanya?
Yes, it's another moment was there. So it's 5,000 years and Krishna appeared. And the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in the Sanskrit Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revived it very nicely. Just like we have introduced this moment in your country, it does not mean it did not exist before. It was it.
Coming up in many different forms in Western
culture
and in India.
You
see ways
in it. It's not different forms. The form is the same. It's not saying Sarvadharma and Purishadjama and Saranam. These are all other engagements. And just surrender. These people are taking their interest. They are giving up all other engagements. And suddenly, this is not nothing new. This is old story. Krishna says, Manmana, Bhavamad Bhakta, Madhyaji, Anandasthuru. You always think of me, Manmana. You become my devotee, Madhvakta, Madhyaji. You worship me. And you offer your obeisances unto me. You are teaching this quiet. anything, we always think of Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 we have seen our temple, we have not temple, so many temples, the last time we did. Everyone is very much clean, see our temple activity. So, they are becoming devotees, they are worshipping, they are offering obeisance. So, what is the link? This is ordered by Krishna. There is nothing. We are doing that and we are preaching. There is no difference between our preaching and this. Aponi Acharya Prabhu gives. We have to prove first of all. Then we can preach. So that is what is the meaning of preaching. That is uncalculable. I came here in 1965. Then I started this movement. In 1 year I could not do anything. I had no plan. I started this movement in 1966, July. Then I gave peace. Then I got back. June. Then again I came back in 1968. So, we are trying to put on this movement. We have got about 100 branches all over the world. And many thousands of disciples dedicated. We have published about 20 books like this. And we are selling books on the sales for King. We are living, we are not in the world. On our expenditure throughout the whole society, at least $70,000. And these are the samples and the students, and powerful and you can see. There is no hide and seek.
Oh, my God.
Hare
7 a.m. there will be Bhagavad class.